Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Zillak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand, hour number two from Warrior Ice Arena. We are less than 30 minutes away from giving away our first pair of Patriots tickets. We're giving away a pair of tickets at 11:30, so don't go anywhere. Be right here to win. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe joins us. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Beetle.
You know, that hearing that song, Artie? Foreigner. I saw a tweet from Big Jim Murray the other day that said, Imagine Dragons are like this decade's Foreigner. I thought Foreigners
is that a shot?
It is a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought
really.
I thought Foreigners better than Imagine Dragons.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Jukebox hero.
I'm not sure that it works. All right, Dan.
Yes.
Mr. Tomato Can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you feeling about this game on Sunday?
Ooh, it's a tough one. It's I heard you. You got passed by two. Zoe's got them by eight.
Eight.
I don't know what to do.
By a hair.
Here's the thing, like. In other years, like, for the games, you know, the on-deck circle, we're all thinking about it, talking about it. Like, Patriot fans, it would be like, ah, these guys suck. Going to kill these guys. You know, going to win the game. We're better. We have a better team. You know, I'm not hearing that this week. I'm hearing, first it was the, oh, it's going to snow and they'll slow them down. And then it was, oh, they got to travel across the country. And then the running backs hurt. You know, whatever happened to, we're better than they are.
I don't think you can definitively make that claim this week.
So it's all these, it's all the smoke and mirrors and all the other stuff that folks seem to be counting.
Well, you got to cling to something,
Dan. If they beat Baltimore, this team would be considered that's coming in here the best team in the AFC. I think some people still consider them that, like from top to bottom, as far as the best built team left. I think the Colts have the best offense left. Okay. I don't put the Chiefs there without the running back in. Right. I fully 100%. Don't trust the quarterback to protect the football. I think Mahomes could turn it over to Chiefs.
The Chargers are the best, most well-rounded team in the field.
Team. And that's why I wrote the thing this week. We're saying, you know, I'm pledging not to discredit the Patriots if they win this game.
Well, this is a legitimate
game.
This is a terrific call.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Great call.
I am the tomato can whisperer. Tomato cans. I invented the genre. It's sort of like creating Facebook or discovering your own solar system.
Do you know, I can't even go to the freaking food store. Like, when I go to a pasta aisle, and it's like Francesco Rinaldi, you get ragu, blah, blah, blah. And then you see the cans, the tomato can of Hunts.
You said,
like, it's Dan.
And you wrote, I identified the fraudulent Texans when they were 11-1 in 2012.
Called it.
I called out the hideousness of the playoff Colts in 2014. And the divisional round Titans last year, along with many others, I easily marked the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins of the AFC East Warhol division. Trust me, I know tomato cans. I am to tomato cans what J. Robert Oppenheimer was to the atomic bomb. And you write this, and let me say this to the Los Angeles Chargers, or the San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles. Yeah. You, sirs, are no tomato cans.
Right. This is legit. I mean, it's a complete team. We're not mocking them. We are not laughing at them. We're not dismissing them out of hand. And a Patriot win over these guys is a hard-fought, well-deserved. They earned their spot in the AFC Championship. How's that?
And in many years, you've said...
Many years, it was like, it's here you go.
And
I know the double bye, you know, all
the
that
double
stuff.
Bye, yes.
I know Rivers no double seven. Bye. Rivers is zone seven against them. But, like, we don't even beat that this week. You know, you come in as a bum. Like, when the Colts came in and you haven't beat the Patriots, we sit there and we laughed because you can't beat them. for whatever reason, the Chargers haven't been able to beat them. But that's part of, I think, why we started our show today talking about not lack of buzz, but there's sort of a hesitation to, I don't know, step on them or credit the Patriots or, you know, make fun of the Chargers for what. There's nothing to make fun of.
No.
There isn't.
No, not yet.
It's got good, solid coach. He's got good coordinators. They have good tight ends, good talent, good backs. Quarterback's good.
You also wrote about they have a veteran quarterback who is tough and fearless.
Let's get to this.
I like to think of Phillip Rivers as a more talented Scott Zolak.
Do you think that was a shot?
No.
Okay. You were okay with that?
I love Rivers, yeah.
In many ways, Rivers and Zo are the same guy.
They are the same guy. Call me if you didn't. Yeah. What if I wasn't okay with it?
It's too late.
Yeah. Thanks for checking.
You wrote, both are 6'5", with a playing weight around 230.
Right.
Both came into the NFL from the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Check.
They both look like Glenn Campbell.
They do.
And are super competitive with great edge and cockiness.
Check.
Both had their dad as their high school coach.
Check.
Rivers has enjoyed a far more decorated professional career.
Check.
But he's always reminded me of a latter-day Zoe with a better NFL resume. Mm. Teammates want to go to war with guys like Zoe and Rivers.
Yeah, I was trying to mitigate the damage here, the fact that he's better than you.
You brought it around.
Yeah.
I was starting to get worried. I
laid it on a little thick.
And I got some grief for that. You know, how could you compare, you know, readers, bloggers, you know, commenters, you know. So it's like the usual.
Everything in this league is timing, and you being ready, and your time comes.
He had
great timing.
Did you ever wear those bolo ties?
No.
No?
Dork.
I mean, he could be the older brother of Phillip Rivers. Easily. Same guy.
That'd be fun.
Same guy.
I could hang out with his 9 kids. Come on, see Uncle Zoe. All 9 of you.
Yeah, and I didn't want to overdo that. I mean, you know, Zoe's obviously a great family guy. You know, the way he talks about his kids, loves his kids. And this guy obviously loves kids because he's got one on the way to be the 9th.
So, he's a little gooberish. He's a little gooberish.
Yeah.
They're not stopping.
He's more gooberish than you.
Him and his wife. They're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
You got to stop at some point.
No, I don't think they are.
Yeah, I used to watch that reality show on TLC. Who's the one that had the
21 kids and
they just kept going? Yeah. It was 18 and counting, then it was 19.
This isn't a Mormon thing or anything, right?
I know. No, I'm not a Mormon.
Stuff got weird with that family because something happened with one of the daughters.
No.
Like she flew to Cooper.
Oh, he is a Christian.
Yeah. It's just a horrible emptiness in their lives that they're trying to fill up with more and more children. There's just something hanging over their heads that they will not address, but instead they're just going to keep their minds off it by having as many kids as possible.
When do you never get tired of changing diapers? Like, I just want to do that my entire life.
How do you have enough time to spend with your kids?
What do you feed them?
You have 9 of them.
Yeah.
There's no way you've got real relationships, real bonding relationships with all those kids.
He's got more.
There's no way.
He's got as many kids as Cromartie has. Cromartie's got 9 kids.
Just 3.
With 3, don't you feel like you got to strike a balance there, too?
Right. I would have been all in on more. You know, I think it's a great, you know, and again, Hardy, to your point, people have been doing this for centuries. I mean, it wasn't a big, you know, 5 was the norm when I grew up.
You don't say.
You don't think of it like Robert F. Kennedy.
People have been having kids for centuries.
Right.
No, he's talking about like 9.
Yeah, my dad is one of 13.
Yeah. So
that fun book of that trip to Disney.
We grew up, if our cousins only had 3 kids in their family, we felt sorry for them. You know, like
they didn't have enough.
No, they didn't have any.
Small family.
No camaraderie. They barely outnumbered their parents. You know, it was not a, yeah. If you weren't at 5, you were just, you know, what happened? You know, so yeah. But 9, you know, 9's up there.
9 is on the way.
Yeah, and especially as a, you know, in 2019, a professional athlete, etc. It's
he can afford it.
And I would argue that 5 was the norm when you were growing up. I doubt that the average in like modern day America has ever been above 3.5. It's a lot of kids.
I'm Irish.
I was going to say, in Irish Catholic Boston, everybody had a million kids.
Not Boston.
Yeah. And in our family, there was always the firstborn was Mary, no matter what. You know, so if there was a gathering and the phone rang for Mary Shaughnessy, like 6 people dope for the phone.
Do you think he's like
everyone was named Mary?
You're like an Italian, like the Italian family. You watch Goodfellas, you go to a wedding. That's Gino. This is brother Gene. This is brother Gene. This is Gina. Like, do you think he names all his kids that? Like,
absolutely.
Like Clements does that with the K's, right?
K's, K boys,
Kobe,
Cody, Casey.
We think Corey. Rivers names his kids.
No.
Mike is in Atlanta. He's been hanging on. I want to get to his call, if you guys don't mind. Mike, go ahead.
Mike.
Hey, just a quick key to victory, I think, for this Sunday. James White and his correlation to their success in the red zone. If you look at their 6-game winning streak, in the red zone, they scored 65% touchdown percentage in that 6-game winning streak. And then to close the year on that seven-game kind of up-and-down performance, they were 52% in the red zone, and James White went from seven TDs in six games to one red zone TD in the final seven games. And then when you add in that Gronk only had one red zone touchdown all year, like, they have to do better, and if they don't, like, I don't think their defense is elite enough to make up for the lack of red zone scoring. Big plot.
All right, so James White in the red zone. I would agree with him. James White has to play a big role
in
this game.
Isn't this part of the MO that this is how you beat them? You throw the backs?
Yes.
That's kind of
that's the soft spot. That is the soft underbelly
of the
San Diego Superchargers of Los Angeles.
That's another guy, a perfect type of guy where another week off to rest those legs. And I know the workload hasn't been there like it was at the beginning of the year because they didn't have the backs. But White should be fresh, man. He should be explosive in this game. I expect him to make guys miss.
Everybody should be fresh again.
They had a week off.
The quadruple bye. I mean, since the Pittsburgh game, it was at home with the Bills and Jets.
Right.
And then
by the time they kick it, 1:05 on Sunday, there will have been six playoff games played in the National Football League before they even take the field.
And we've got a pair of tickets coming up at 11:30 right here on Zolak and Bertrand to give away the first of two pairs of tickets we will give away on today's show. Bruins holding an optional skate on the ice here at Warrior today.
Tom Brady out there?
Not too many players out there today, Hardy, from what I can tell.
No, it's a highly optional skate.
Highly optional. We are told that Torrey Krug will join us here at Warrior coming up next, so don't go anywhere.
I don't think this is the best Patriots team that they've had in the last decade.
You know, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Warrior today. We've got Patriots tickets to give away in 12 minutes. 12 minutes, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the game. Torrey Krug now joins us here at Warrior. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Optional skate today.
Spiffy jacket there.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you get that? Gettysburg? Looks like sweet.
What's the matter?
Not as nice as yours, though.
Way to offend the guests.
Not as nice as yours.
This is
patrolling a ski mountain.
Did you ever see that movie Aspen Extreme?
Yeah.
With the guys with the goggle glasses? I like that dude from that, man.
Yeah, we got to go to rescue brutal. Somebody? Yeah, trailing a stretcher behind you, just snow plowing all the way down the hill.
Wear that for 4 hours in here and sit here and see what happens. Yeah. How you feeling? Look good?
Good, yeah, good. It's obviously we're on a good stretch right now, so it's exciting to be at the rink and playing games and obviously playing big games.
We were wondering if you're going to come up being on this little winning streak here since we have last DeBrus came up last week.
DeBrus.
Yeah, I know. I thought about sending him back up here, but
keep winning, you could do that.
Not only that,
I don't want the kid to get cocky though. You know, he's got
plenty of that to begin with.
He's got the potential to get very cocky.
He gets in a little
check.
Bit. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he's fun though. He's a nice kid.
Just got to keep him in line.
He came on the show and then he had a big night.
I know,
right? So maybe it's good luck.
Okay,
he's like, I've been on this show plenty of times. I don't need you idiots.
Here's what I want to know: the big goals everybody talks about and it makes a splash. You have had, and going back to the assist that you had last week. The long pass that went off the board there at the Garden, and another one I think during the break where you had a behind the back no look pass. It may have been over to Pastrnak. Two of the best assists I've seen in the league all season. Do you get as much chatter and as much praise from your teammates, coaches, and stuff for plays like that as you do as if you had actually put the goal in yourself?
Yeah, I think it comes from the guys that are scoring the goals. Whether it's Pastrnak or Marchand's been on the receiving end of a lot of those as well.
Right.
It's two guys I've got great chemistry with, and they see it and they recognize it, so feels good to be recognized sometimes. But it's just half of the play. The second half of the play is putting the puck in the net, and that's what those guys do.
I'm sorry, that long pass off the boards, and we all saw multiple replays of it. You said you've tried that, and you try it in different rinks. Is there literally a spot on that end board at the Garden where it's going to behave like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I tried it before, and it took a completely wrong bounce one time, and you know, Butch kind of gave me a little bit of crap back on the bench for that. Maybe I should figure things out, but you know, I was luckily it all worked out perfectly. Like I said before, we actually accomplished that play, you know, a couple times. It just, this is the first time it went in the back of net.
Yeah,
like last week too, he talked about, you know, playing in the Winter Classic and how different the boards were there. You took a period or two to get used to it, like how the puck was going to go off the glass for the Jesus, the passing. Like, if you ever shot one up here during camp practice,
off the crossbar up here,
throw the goals down there. Jesus,
be careful up here.
But I mean, it takes when you go into rink to rink, like you'll try that stuff at home, those passes, because you know your rink. And do you find that on the road like that things change, or is that just an extreme because games played outside and the boards were set up the way?
Well, that's an extreme circumstance for sure. But you have to, you know, if you do pregame skate in other buildings, that's something you'll look. If you watch a morning skate, guys are taking shots on the board, seeing how it bounces back in front of the net. And if it's livelier boards in a building, then, you know, we tell the goalies to beware of the shots off the end boards that bounce right back in the slot. So every rink's a little bit different, and you just gotta go with it.
Between Charlie McAvoy talking about his lateness, Cam talking about it with Felger Maz, Brad Marchand talking about it, this has now become a bigger story here over the last, I guess, couple of weeks. Is it being blown out of proportion, whatever it is that's going on with Charlie McAvoy at this point?
Yeah.
Because we got yelled at the other day by Billy Jaffe for even mentioning it.
Like, are you guys not doing a good enough job? Like, policing it.
I was just asking him what he thought of all this, because it's out there. There's stories. You know, all the writers are writing about it. And he, like, shot us down right away. So what's the deal?
It's definitely blown out of proportion. I mean, it's a – you know, we live and we play in a championship city where a couple of young players have been, you know, plucked out of town or moved out of town. And that's all it is a young kid that has the potential to be an elite player in this league once he does get out there and plays. And, you know, it's just someone looking for a story. But every young kid goes through it. It's, you know, you'd like to think that tardiness or being on time is something that you don't have to teach anyone, but sometimes you do, and you know it is what it is. And I don't think it's anything that we need to be.
He went to school here too, so he should get, you know, should get the environment.
Well, I was gonna say it's part of it is the scrutiny of playing hockey in Boston. Yeah. And you grew up in Detroit, where it's like people pay attention to the team, people pay attention here. Do you talk with other guys and friends around the league and hear different stories where it's like, yeah, man, there's like no one paying attention there?
Yeah, that's true, because there's guys that play in certain cities or certain markets where they can get away with whatever. And whether it's you're on the ice, you know, playing, if you're, you might be collecting your points, but you're not playing the right way, and people just don't recognize that because it's not a hockey market. Or if it's the off-the-ice antics where, you know, it's somewhere where it's not a recognizable face and you can do whatever you want off the ice, whether that's going out to clubs or anything like that. It's just something that, you know, we live in a great city that expects greatness and championships year in, year out, and that's, you know, part of the brilliance of being here.
Yeah.
Hardy, you mentioned that, a city that pays attention, which is, if you go back a couple of months, that story about Ottawa and the players in Ottawa and the Uber.
Yeah.
How shocking was it that happened in Phoenix?
Yeah. Right. Like,
of all the places for that to happen, you think an Uber
You're
driver
safe.
In Phoenix is safe? This guy doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. And it was the Uber driver in Phoenix, of all cities, that ratted them out. It took the video. Brutal.
Are you going to let the
Capitals? That's a lesson. Be quiet if you're in an Uber.
You're not going to let the Capitals push you guys around again tonight in the Garden. It's starting to get embarrassing. These guys just come up here and they just expect to win.
That's not the plan. So, I mean,
What are you going to do to stop that, Torrey?
Well, look, we're playing with
let's get specific here.
Specific?
With this team.
Well, they have a guy on their team that scores a lot of goals. Yeah. Maybe we can try stopping him.
Yeah.
Another guy that skates up and down the ice really fast, makes a lot of great plays, and then another guy that skates around and hits everyone, and a great goaltender and a lot of good defensemen. So, you know, we have our hands full. But
you've laid out the problems. Where are the opportunities?
Look, we're a confident team right now that our depth is playing really well. You know, the bottom half of our lineup can match up against, you know, other teams' top lines now. They're excited about those matchups. Top half of our lineup is scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, like back is going too.
And and our D core is playing really tight right now. We're the best defensive team in the league for a reason, and our goalies are playing great. So we got some swagger right now, and we're just going to try and play with some confidence and and see where that takes us. So it's actually, you know, guys are excited about the matchup tonight.
I feel good. I feel good about
it. I feel better now.
I do. I do.
I feel good. We'll stay on a roll.
Thanks,
all right?
Guys. Appreciate
it. Appreciate you coming up, man.
Yeah, take care.
I do like the jacket.
So is now apologizing
take care.
For the jacket. We're just a couple of minutes away now from getting you your first chance at Patriots tickets today.
So how are we handling this? Like, in you're going to say
3 minutes or so. Let me tell you exactly. Because you want me to do a countdown?
No. Because they're going to be calling the regular line right now. People are thinking they're getting it. We're going to say call the contest line now.
Right.
But not now.
Which will happen in 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay.
If that is okay
so
with
hang,
you.
Yeah, but I'm telling people hang tight instead of just jamming the lines right now. They know it's 11:30. We're giving these things away. So lines aren't open.
No.
Contest lines
they're
not
closed.
Open. Yeah.
They're absolutely closed. By the way, I want to let you make everybody aware.
What's that?
Of something that Zoe and I are participating in again, correct, Zoe? Pucks and Paddles?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yes,
we're
yes.
We're both in.
Thumbs up.
That is happening. The second annual.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Like
ping pong tournament. We got a lot happening.
Ping pong.
But the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. It's happening Thursday, February 7th at Royale in Boston. Royale Boston, it's happening on the 7th of February. You can bid to play.
This place is awesome. This thing, the whole event's awesome.
Did I just break your case?
No.
No, it's magnetic.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to put that right there. Sorry, iPad case. Thursday, February 7th, you can bid to play doubles, ping pong, against your favorite Bruins player, Toucher and Rich, Wallach, myself, Zoe.
Yep.
You're doing it?
Yep.
They don't have your name on here. Did you respond to the email?
I did not, but I always go to it. I always go to it.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I'm in.
Well, let's make sure.
I don't have to play. No, but that's fine. I don't have to play. I'll be there, though. I will be there to help those guys out.
Well, no.
Absolutely.
You're helping by allowing someone to bid to play against you.
Maybe I was so bad last year they took me off it.
VIP tickets, $200. It gives you access to the autograph session with the team. And general admission tickets are $50. For all the information and get your tickets, just go to our website, 985thesportshub.com. That is Patrice Bergeron and Toucher and Rich presenting Pucks and Paddles. All right? Very good. Looking forward to that.
It's good. Bergie was home with those guys yesterday.
Talked about the announcement, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You think they're going to...
He said, don't vote for him.
Yes, I feel confident now.
Yeah.
It had to be asked. I mean, Tory's... very good to come up here and do this every week, and we've, you know, established a rapport with him. It's not something you would ask necessarily anyone you just met, but honestly, when you in the last four seasons, Caps, I believe, are 9-0-3 against the Bruins. I don't think they've lost to the Bruins since like March of 2014 in their building. I mean, this has been going on for years.
Well, they're a good team.
They're a very
they
good team.
The
defending Stanley Cup champions. I get it, but you still should be able to take a game here or there from even the best team in the league. You know,
plus on a little run here. This is kind of one of those marquee games. You get this one like a 3-2, 2-1
yes.
win. People starts humming about the team.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially against a team that you are winless against going back for like 13 games now. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's got to stop.
There,
it's got to stop. Yeah. It's got to stop tonight. Tonight.
Caller 10.
Tonight.
To the Pride Motor Group contest line. Not yet. I haven't opened the line yet. I'll tell you when. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. The number is 617-931-0985. That is not the regular number. You have to call the special contest number, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Chargers in the divisional playoff game happening this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium. Caller 10 right now.
Now.
We'll get the tickets.
Good luck.
We'll give away another pair coming up at 1:30. Dan Shaughnessy will rejoin us here on Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yes, we're at Warrior, where morning skate is wrapping up as the Bruins get ready to take on the Capitals tonight at the TD Garden. We just talked with Tory Krug. Says they're ready. Jaro Halak's going to get the start in net tonight. Judd Sirott and Bob Beers will be on the call. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock drop of the puck right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. On the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CRV. That means the Celtics will be on 105.7 WROR tonight as they visit the Miami Heat. Second night of back-to-back, Celtics coming off a big win against the Pacers last night, 135-108. Seven Celtics players in double figures. Marcus Morris, Jaylen Brown, 22 points apiece. Like I said, back at it tonight. Early game, 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame on WROR. Patriots getting ready for the Chargers on Sunday. Divisional playoff game. Dwayne Allen, Dietrich Wise Jr. both limited in practice yesterday for the Pats. Headlines are brought to you by Ace Ticket. They have the best deals and seats. With the outstanding customer service you deserve, visit aceticket.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
So, at the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the home of the Bruins. The Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Shaughnessy back with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. We have given away the Patriots tickets. The first pair is gone. So you can try again coming up at 1:30, but there's no sense in calling right now. We have given away our first pair of tickets. Thank you for trying. Please try again at 1:30. We've got another pair coming up at 1:30. 617-779-0985, the number to call us. With Dan Shaughnessy back with us, we have the Tomato Can Whisperer himself.
Thank you.
And Paulie in Denham wants to talk to him. Paulie.
Hey, what do you say, boys? Danny.
Hey, Paulie.
I like the article, but I'm with Zolak. I got this as a two-score game. An eight-point game is Zolak. It is essentially a two-score game. I'm picking a two-score game on this. The Patriots,
how many score? Two.
Huh?
Hit me.
Go ahead.
What?
Huh? What'd you say?
Good, I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm down at the beach in Quincy. So
oh!
Cutting in and out a little on me.
Yeah, you were too.
No, you're fine. It's just hard to be in a jackass.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
How many scores? No, I didn't know. How many scores?
Two scores.
Okay.
All right. I was the other day with the Orleans Twins. All right, good. Danny.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I get it. That's essentially a two-score game. Zolak says 8 points. I get it as a two-score game.
You sure? I said that it was eight? It was two
you
scores.
You said eight. That's what I heard. I heard you say
yeah, I did
eight.
Say eight.
Well, not to nitpick.
So you, game. Did I hear you say you think
eight is actually a one-score
game? You think
game.
It's a two-score game?
I think it's a sneaky two-score.
You've got to get into the end zone twice to get 8 points.
But what do you get in the end zone? You run a two-point play and you score.
It's a two-score game.
That's
but
right.
I get this to be a 9, 10 point.
No, you said eight.
That's two scores.
That's definitely two scores.
Yeah.
If the Patriots just play disciplined football, keep all they're going to do is keep this guy in the pocket. Keep him from trying to get out of the pocket. Keep him there and push the middle of that pocket. They'll be fine. I really do believe that. Bud, you're looking for a name. I like a guy on that defense. He's an animal. I like him. Josh McDaniels, before I get to Danny on your comparison with Zolak and Rivers, Josh McDaniels had played it like I thought it was going to. I didn't think Green Bay was going to take him because he wasn't 100% interested in the team. And I'm telling you right now, when a dog and pony show was going on out front in Cleveland, he was doing the back channel stuff. He's been waiting. They told him. They got him on hold. They told him to wait. They got some momentum going down there with the guy they got. They're going to let it play out. If it doesn't work out, he's your next guy up. He's either going to Cleveland soon, or he's going to be staying there waiting for Belichick to retire from New England. Now,
who's going to Cleveland?
They just hired a guy in Cleveland.
Who's going to Cleveland?
Yeah, McDaniels.
So
he's told
them
to stay on hold.
Well, the they're going to fire. For what purpose? Kitchens are they hired, right?
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Paul.
I can't understand that.
I can't
do it.
He hadn't gotten around to the whole Zoe Phillip Rivers thing. So why does Rivers throw that way? What's with the dropping down thing?
I just think that's his delivery.
Yeah.
Some guys have the big over-the-top windup. He is the most, I don't want to say close. He's the closest thing to Marino to me. I mean, 6'5", holds the ball here, pretty good pocket. And Marino threw everything from the shoulder. But it was boom. But it was like Danny had this wrist flick. And Phillip's a little there, kind of the same, but it's a little more out here.
How do you compare Stafford with that?
Stafford's more of a fastball thrower. He's a windup guy.
Slings it.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what?
Thing,
he is compact. He's compact, Stafford.
Yeah.
So I think I don't like the big windup guys because I think you could key on them. Defensive backs could see that. They could get out of the break quicker. Man, if you... And that's the thing that helps Rivers, I think, is the fall away, the fade away. He feels pressure. He'll just chuck it sidearm. Just boom, get it out. and you can't really break on it. It's tough to break on.
This from a story that was posted on Boston.com on Philip Rivers' throwing motion. He said, quote, "No one really said anything until I got to NC State. I remember Norm Chow telling me he was watching us off the balcony seeing me throw. He asked if I was okay. He hadn't recruited me. He was hired after. So he had never seen me play a snap. So he asked if I was all right or if I was hurt or something. Chow, who took to calling Rivers the javelin thrower, was initially worried enough about the freshman that he contacted then-Seattle Seahawks coach Mike Holmgren for advice. Mike said, 'Does he throw completions?' I said, 'Yes,' Chow told the LA Times in 2017. He said, 'Well, then leave him alone.'"
Good advice.
It is. It is good advice. The best thing to, you look at guys like
just
Norm Chow,
Jim.
Norv Turner. You've been around. These guys have been around the game so much. Ernie Zampezi. They all come from the same tree. And it's just interesting. Man, you'd be lucky enough to be there at NC State, and a guy like Norm Chow was there, trying to coach you up. So, I mean, he's had good coaching from the get-go. Except, Marty Schottenheimer had a nice run there for a while with him. And then that didn't go well. And then it's kind of Johnny-come-latelys went through there until Anthony Lynn got the gig.
All right. Now let's. So that gets me to the head coaching, which I know nothing about this guy. Does anyone know anything about this guy?
Solid, good, defensive type guy.
Anthony Lynn?
Yeah.
From the way his players describe him, the way Philip Rivers described him yesterday.
Guy's got guts.
He's just
straight shooter.
Now he's from the Parcells tree here.
Did not know that.
And to me, in hearing his players talk about him, he sounds sort of Belichick-esque. Yeah, Rivers said that he doesn't waste his time talking about things that he doesn't think are important. And if he speaks, it's usually because whatever he's about to say is important. That he's not a rah-rah guy, very serious coach. He sounds like he's got some Belichick qualities to him.
And he was the coach when they lost to the Patriots last year.
Yes.
So there's one prior.
Yes.
With that. I mean,
and since that game, Dan, the Patriots are 20-7. And the Chargers are 19-6, correct?
Right.
Yeah, since that game.
I just always wonder about the fear factor, coming in here and, otherwise smart people lose their acumen in their minds coming in here. You see it a lot.
Yeah. I think if there was a questionable decision in that game, which we talked about in the why they were stupid, we replayed it yesterday, may have been the decision to go for a field goal on their first drive. It was a 6.5-minute drive. Mm-hmm. They were somewhere around the 30. And they had a fourth and short, and they decided to kick the field goal instead of going for it, and they missed the field goal. But Zoe, at the time, was saying, go for it here. Go for it. You're on the road. You're at
New
England.
You can't. That's one thing.
Go. You've had this long drive. You've gotten all the way down here. Go for it on fourth
They got
down.
Conservative and tightened up last week against Baltimore, right. And I screwed it up with Lynn. He's a running backs coach. So he's sort of got that offensive, I know the way the game's going. If I think I need to go for two here, if I need to go for it on fourth down, I think he's going to be able to make those decisions as opposed to a defensive guy.
Well, and I was impressed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Frank Reich gets so much credit for getting his team because early in the year, remember that time he went for it on two? Vrabel going for two in London. Like, sometimes you got to roll the dice to get your team's attention. And it seems like he could be one of those guys. And they fight hard for him.
I love the adjustments they made from playing, the Ravens.
They took the gas last week.
Like, the 3 weeks apart, it was a whole different game plan.
Well, part of it too. A lot's been made of that. A lot of that too is injury related with the running at the linebacker position.
Yeah,
Patriots have been through that too. When guys like Roberts or Van Noort, somebody gets nicked up like Hightower. Guess what? Chung or McCourty are coming down the box and are going with three safeties. So it's not the first time anybody's ever done this.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. I see you waiting. We've got three or four open lines. Stop calling about the tickets. The tickets are long gone. But we do have a few open lines right now if you want to talk about the game. We'll do that next with Dan Shaughnessy.
I got this as a two-score game. This is actually a two-score game. I'm figuring a two-score game on this. That's essentially a two-score game. I get it as a two-score game.
You sure? How many score? Two.
Huh?
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that they're all the same. Let's
Yes, Dan Shaughnessy.
See who I was talking to out there, Beatle?
No.
Jim Davis.
Oh, what's he doing? Selling sneakers?
Taking pictures of a shoe?
He's the man. Oh. This is his building, right? Everything's his.
Yeah, he owns it.
This is the whole campus, right? New Balance and all that. So Jim, he's a neighbor, and it's a Harvard Business School tour of, you know, smart young guys who are looking at all of his empire over here. So that's what they're doing. Showing him around. Man of the people.
And what could you possibly have offered them?
I just said hello to Jim because I know him.
You said Jim Davis. So I thought you meant the photographer.
I thought the photographer, too. I'm like, what's he taking pictures?
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Commonly confused. Jim Davis had all the dust-ups with over the years. He had the one with Belichick. Remember he pushed him after the game?
Oh, yeah.
Bill called and apologized. Bill knew he was in the wrong on that. It was a great one with Jim Davis, the photographer, when Clemens had the nutty in Oakland in 1990, the Ninja Turtle shoelaces and the eye black, all that stuff like that.
Thrown out of the game.
Yeah, he knew he couldn't beat Dave Stewart again, so he just blew up in the second inning and insulted the umpire. And Terry Cooney threatened him, and they had to carry him off the field. And Jim Davis, before the game, he had shoved Jim Davis for no reason coming out of the tunnel in Oakland.
Because he's a lunatic.
Yeah, he was. That could have been a rage day, you know, when you look back. There was some rage going on there.
Oh, a rage day.
Yeah.
Did you put him on your ballot?
We're not allowed to disclose.
Oh, come on.
The wall. I'm on the wall. Let's just put it this way. I think you know
people.
Me well enough
I know.
To know by now. I'm probably unlikely to have come down off the wall.
When does your ballot get published in the paper?
I think it's January 20 or 21, right when the vote comes out. How's the trending going? I got to.
I was waiting.
Do you have the trend guy on there?
Yeah, I got it.
Where's Larry Walker?
Larry Walker.
I don't want to know, but...
You'll be pleased to know that Bonds and Clemens have slipped below the 75% threshold. In the public ballots, there are 161 public ballots at this time.
39%.
There are 3 anonymous ballots. So that represents 39.8%. Mm. Larry Walker is at 65.9%. That is ridiculous.
We agree. No, this guy from Denver sent me a thing today. And he said, "Oh, I write for the Denver Post, and you know we're looking at Larry Walker's amazing spike and his trend upward." And I'm like, "Calm down." I gave him my Dixville notch line.
Calm down.
I said, "You know, just give that thing a few more weeks to play out when you see the real vote come in, and he will be suppressed."
Yeah, wait till all the old crusty guys deliver their ballots to the BBWAA.
The correct guys. The correct guys. You know, I mean, Larry Walker. Come on, the fact that. He's almost there on that thing, please.
Roy Halladay on the early ballots is performing better than Edgar Martinez.
Oh, wow.
94.5% to 90.9%.
Wow.
Halliday's going to get in.
He's getting in, Beetle. That sure sounds like it. Huh? He's not going to get suppressed that much.
No.
40% in.
Possibly he's not. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. And
Still loves that Hall of Fame talk, I know.
I do.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Do you think he's getting... posthumous, like people feel bad the way things happen.
I don't think so.
I think there's some bounce on that, you know, a little bit.
A little bounce.
I don't think it's how you get in, though.
No, but I think, you know.
Yeah, it's, but yeah, I mean, I may have underestimated him. Beatle, you were on him from the jump. I know, first
told
day.
You would do well.
You were on it from the jump. You were.
Let's go to Joe, who's in Franklin. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I have a prediction and
two-score game
for you guys.
Yeah,
two-score game, yeah. I'm going to say 23-19 New England. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. Brady heroics again. I think key factors, I'm asking you guys, key factors, White and Gronk?
Depends.
Okay,
you know how they use Gronk. Yeah, is it going to be play action? Is it going to be... You know, he could be a key factor and not get a ton of looks. White's a guy, though, man. This is a big White game. Burkhead could be a factor. Edelman's got to make it go here. They got to win in the middle with Edelman in this football game.
I heard you say earlier, why is 65% of the money going to the Chargers? Just because of the four?
Because the points,
people
I think
they're a hot team. Yeah. It's a lot of points.
I think it's a lot of people who want the Patriots to lose. I think it's people with their hearts.
Sure. Like I'm curious to know. I'm curious to know what the straight up betting is on it.
Yeah.
Which we'll be talking to R.J. Bell tomorrow at 1 o'clock. He'll probably be able to give us a good understanding of that.
Go by the New York Post, see what the car dealers are saying. That's what I always go by. The handicapping car dealers.
Yeah. Pictures in there still?
Yeah.
Jesus.
When you're talking about the tight end, so Dwayne Allen, right, is not a guy we bring up often because Dwayne Allen as a pass catcher is borderline useless. But as a blocker, this is a game where I feel like they could use him.
Yeah.
And he was limited yesterday, and his status is sort of up in the air. What are you hearing on that?
I haven't heard anything on Dwayne Allen.
Okay.
I really haven't.
Because he could play a role in this game if he's healthy.
I expect him to play. Now, it's just how much they use him. I don't know. You know, and then say, do you want Robin Rout? Are you going to use some of that 12 personnel? Where you got two tight. See, the edge guys, if the edge guys get going for them, that's where, okay, we got to get Allen in the game. We got to get the Meathead in the game. We got to get Devlin in. We need some chip. We need some edge. And then everybody talks about the edge. And you got Meebane in the middle, too. He's a beast. And he's got that stuff he's dealing with his kid passing away and
missed the game last week.
Shows up yesterday, says, I want to play. Like, that's something that you kind of rally around, too, as a team.
Sure.
Which makes him even more dangerous coming in. He's going to go play his ass off.
Jamie in New York. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, this is Jamie. What's going on? So, what's up, Beetle?
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on? Long-time listener, first-time caller. You guys talk about what defensive players to look out for on the Chargers, and I was thinking, what about on the Patriots, C.J. Jackson? Do you guys see him having a big game based on his performance against Juju Smith-Schuster back on Pittsburgh? Thank you. I'll hang up and listen to your take.
All right, okay. Jamie. Appreciate the call.
It's actually J.C. Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what he meant.
C.J. J.C., we know.
Well, correct some people.
J.C. Jackson, this feels like the perfect type of game for him. They're going to need to be a little grabby.
See the crowd around his locker yesterday?
Yes.
Swamped.
People are starting to pick up on that. Yeah. I don't like that. I like it when he flies under the radar.
Yeah.
I like when J.C. Jackson flies right under it.
A little grabby in the part of the season where the refs put away the flags?
Yes. He could be a key element of the Patriots defending in the passing game.
Rob Torbert's on the game. Talked about this yesterday. These are all-star crews, the ones that are graded out well. They're mixed crews, and they tend to sort of put the flags
away. But you want them to keep those hands down. Be grabbing them down low, Dan. Grab them down low. Don't grab them around the hips. Don't grab them up high.
You know what I'll dread in this game? Close plays where it's out of bounds or inbounds or fumble, and we got to go to replay a ton. Seems like we're in some sort of a replay. Massive, massive replay to swing a game, and all those games this past weekend. I don't want replay to factor into this game this week.
That's driving me crazy. The woman official's on this crew.
Is she?
Yes.
The woman official.
Is it Sarah Thomas? What's her name?
Congratulations to the woman.
No, I'm just saying.
I know. She's the first one to ever officiate a playoff.
History,
game.
Man. Yes, great. First in NFL history, first playoff, yes.
Oh, okay. So she hadn't done a playoff game yet?
Correct. Nope. Who's, what's...
You know what's cool?
The woman official.
Remember that last home game?
Sarah. How's that?
Speaking of officials. So last home game, I fly out to Florida that night.
Yeah.
So I'm making my way to Logan. When I go out that back way down Beach Street, here comes two state cops with a minibus, and it's the officials.
Ooh.
Because I saw them packing it up when I was running to my car, and I was lucky enough to get behind them.
Wait, is that Walt Coleman?
Whoever did the game. Yeah, it was Walt Coleman.
Yeah,
and
police
crew.
Escort, of
they
course.
Get, they
it's
get
like
their
that
ass,
guy?
They
it's
shut,
like Richard Berman.
They shut, they shut the highway down, get their ass right to the airport.
Of course.
I followed them the entire way through traffic all the way to the airport.
Did they know it was you?
No.
They knew it was Walt Coleman. He eats free for life around here forever.
So the way you roll, though, you could have told them that you needed to get in.
Pretty good.
You needed to get in the caravan. They would have let you in.
It was a black mini limo bus.
Yeah.
So my truck's all blacked out. Good so move. I put my flashers on, and I just got behind him.
It part of the cartel.
Nice little caravan. Yeah. Cartel coming.
Yeah, right there.
Not bad.
Patriot strain coming through.
Yeah.
Coleman and Zoe.
I think it's the Walt Coleman effect. You were benefiting from right there.
Yeah.
They take care of that.
Way.
Yeah, they take care of him.
Yeah.
God, the whole dynasty built on Walt Coleman.
You know he's retiring.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
See, he and Brady had a nice little exchange.
Of course.
Tom found him out.
Whole
sought him out.
Built on a lie.
Thanks for that call, pal.
Yeah.
Never forget you. Never again.
Hey, who's the broadcast team?
Nance and Romo.
Okay.
Ooh. You'll be listening to me anyway. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt's in Gloucester today. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, my theory is you just look at Vegas and the lines that they're given. You know, they gave the Chargers 4.5, so now everybody's jumping on the Chargers, 65%, you said. That means the Pats are going to win because the house always wins in Vegas. The same thing with the Colts game in Kansas City. They gave the Colts points. Everybody's jumping on the Colts. KC's going to win.
There you go.
All right.
I like it.
Great. That's your take.
The house doesn't always win.
No.
It's a lie.
53% on the Colts so far.
It is. There's something really cool about the fact that Kansas City and the Colts are playing the day before. I mean, I just love that.
I think it's great.
The Patriots always get the Saturday night game in this thing, so I'm
not only that,
excited
plus,
about that.
You imagine how amped up the
we're going to know.
You know how amped
well,
up
both
that
both teams will know. If the Colts
morning.
Win, both teams going into Sunday will know that if they win, they play at home the next week.
Yep.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is with us for one more hour. Dan's date's coming up at 12:50. We have 90 seconds of headlines, and we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.